And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith and Richard Pernow. For personal advice, visit envisionfinancial.com.au.
Luke Smith, Envision Financial, and Chooks to line up. Isn't there financial year? We talk about superannuation, the rollover stuff. Make sure if you're topping up your super, you do it 2 or 3 days before the end. There's a lot of that sort of stuff going on, isn't there?
There's plenty of ducks and turkeys getting dealt with at the moment. I'll give you the hot tip. And it doesn't seem to matter how many times you tell people to get your contributions in early.
Yeah.
I can bet your bottom dollar there'll be people walking in last week of June.
Yeah. I heard on the grapevine, and you may be able to verify this, seeing you're a mastermind of money and Envision Financial, the 1st of July is going to mean that if you haven't touched your super, shaken the cage of it, and it's under $6,000, the ATO might actually walk with it.
Yeah, look, I think they've again, another wonderful piece of legislation that is going to have such a detrimental impact to people's understanding of what's going on. So what they've basically come out and said was $6,000 or less, if you haven't had a contribution or done anything actively with it, we'll whip it over into a consolidated account. And the biggest thing I think they've missed the boat on here is, obviously, if you haven't made a contribution to your fund and there is insurance, and you have not told them that you want to retain that insurance, by default, they will take it from you. Now, that for me just flies in the face of any sort of common sense, because people keep insurance in funds for different reasons.
Mm.
They may have multiple funds. They may have a pension account. They may have an accumulation account. They may have insurance in a fund because they may physically be uninsurable. So they need to keep that account open to maintain that insurance, because they may be unable to get it anywhere else. But it doesn't mean that they're saving into that actual account. I think this is a horrible piece of legislation that down the road will result in many a law case, I would say, where someone hasn't changed an address if they've moved house, haven't notified the fund, never received the paperwork, lost their insurance, and then had a reason to claim, and through no fault of their own, they've actually been unable to receive a benefit that they had at a point in time that was taken from them because of an assumption made by the government. I think it's another stupid piece of legislation.
When I heard about this, I thought, well, if the government knows that it's yours, at Luke Smith's, why do they contact you or send you some sort of text and say, hey, we're about to take your super away from you because you haven't touched it. Are you still alive and do we still want it? And you better shake the cage and put a buck in it, because otherwise we will take it. Why don't they set up a warning?
Well,
you may have changed jobs. You may have 6 superannuation funds.
Correct. And the other thing is, you may have moved house.
That's it.
And we spend half of our time trying to get people's super fund addresses to match their driver's license just to be able to discuss their accounts. Yeah. So it's not something that you move house and think, oh, hang on, I need to change my super fund address because I might lose my insurance.
Yeah.
You know, so the funds have written out, and we've had a lot of questions and queries about this. So it is something that's very prevalent. But I think it's been horribly communicated. And there's also going to be an element that just missed the paperwork and therefore by default lose insurance they may not be able to get back.
Yeah.
This assumption that the government makes that fees and charges are bad, get rid of fees and charges. Like, there's a reason for everything. You should be given your right to keep something.
Yeah.
And if you're not aware enough to actually make a change and you've paid additional fees for something you didn't need, well, you know what? That's just your own fault.
That's it. You haven't kept your eye on the ball.
The government shouldn't take it.
There could also be insurance embedded in your super, couldn't there, Luke Smith, that about insurance if you're crook or you can't work or whatever.
Well, and that's exactly my point. You know, people have insurance through super for a range of different reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Not just all of life. No.
Yes, correct. That's right. You could have TPD, you could have income protection, you could have a number of different things. And a lot of the time, people strategically leave these funds open for the insurance, but by default, they might have made their investment contributions to another fund. So it's more than just making the assumption you don't want it and to think you're doing the public a favour by taking away insurance
$6,000
to save them some fees when they actually may need that insurance for a very valid reason.
Yeah. Well, there again, when you realise that some of our public servants are getting $900,000 a year on an $18,000 a year increase they just received in the last couple of days, $6,000, round of drinks. So what does it matter? If the little old lady from Pasadena has $6,000, you know, that's her livelihood and she's forgotten about it and she hasn't been putting it into super and it's shrunk back with fees and charges down to under $6,000, she's going to lose it.
Yeah, and I've also never had someone say to me that in the event of a claim for insurance, they don't want the money. You know what I mean? So,
as I say, Luke, I don't know why, if the government knows who it is, why don't they at least try and contact you somehow?
Well, as I say, they would say they have, because they've written to members, but it doesn't mean that the members got it.
That's it.
Exactly.
Luke Smith, Envision Financial, 44 of 52, upstairs, down the end of Townsend Street, plenty of parking outside, cold weather, Barb will make you a cocoa, and you can book an appointment, 6260-4749. Concessional contributions. I flash back to January. We dabbled in this, didn't we?
We did talk about the concessional contribution catch-up legislation in January, and I think we should rehash it at the moment because it is very topical. It is coming up to 30 June. And I guess it's also about giving people a bit of a reminder that in certain situations, if you can't make a contribution up to $25,000 this year, don't get the razor blades out just yet, because you may be able to actually benefit from that next year, because this is the first year that this legislation has come into effect, and it basically says that we know that money goes into superannuation and you can claim a tax deduction up to a maximum limit of $25,000. And as we always say, that is your superannuation guarantee payment plus anything you put in. Don't forget, when you're working out your numbers, to actually take into account what's coming in from work.
Yeah.
CSS, PSS members.
Higher than 9%.
Log into your website and check for your concessional cap space, because they lay it out on the website for you. It's on the same page as the iEstimator for those members that are used to using the website.
All right. Tomorrow night, there's Lotto. I win 25 grand. Okay. Yep. How do I get it into my super?
So you make a contribution into your fund, and you then notify the fund that you wish to claim a tax deduction.
What, I send them a check?
You can send them a check. You can make a BPAY payment.
I am going to send you 25 grand.
You physically need to get $25,000, taken into account no other employer contributions in this example.
Yeah.
$25,000 cleared funds in your super fund bank account before 30 June. Okay? Do not leave it to the 28th of June, because the 30th is a Sunday, I think, off the top of my head.
You're right.
Okay, so if you make a payment on Friday, there's going to be tears on Monday because you've blown up next year. And it happened a lot last year because it was the weekend.
Yeah.
So get it in early, have them cleared by the 23rd or 24th. The benefit of this legislation is that whatever you don't use up to your $25,000 limit this year can carry forward to next year. So let's look at an example. Let's say I am someone that grooms dogs. All right, let's make a job up. I groom dogs. I earn 100 grand grooming dogs. And my employer puts $10,000 a year into super for me. I have a $15,000 shortfall up to my $25,000 cap. Now, this year, I could put $15,000 in, claim a tax deduction, and I've reached my limit.
Right.
Let's say that I don't do that this year because I want to focus on paying down my mortgage. In the next financial year, I have $25,000 to work with, plus the $15,000 I didn't use last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So now, you're banging the $40,000.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, before we just start jumping up and down cupcakes and rainbows, there are a couple of parameters.
Here we go. Here's the other shoe.
Here's the other shoe. You can only roll forward for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You can't roll forward if your super is more than $500,000. Okay? So great, great piece of legislation for all the mums and dads out there that have had some time out looking after kids. Great piece of legislation for people returning to the workforce. May have had some time out for various reasons and have gone back into a well-paying job, and you have the means to add additional funds to your super. Going forward over the next couple of financial years, you'll really be able to leverage off this.
Yeah.
So it is actually one of the better pieces of legislation.
Luke Smith, I'm glad you brought up about women and superannuation because a lot of women are left short because they have dived out of the workforce, looked after kids, raised the kids 5 or 6 years. But saying that, look, if you've done that and you get back into a good workforce, get back into good employ, you can play catch up.
Look, and you know, if you play the mum card, the most underpaid job in the world.
Absolutely.
You know, as the father of two young kids, my wife's worth $5 million a year. If you're listening, darling, I love you.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
But if we think about it from a planning perspective, if mum has gone back into work, and let's say mum's working part-time, she could be working full-time, she could make a contribution with part of her wages, hubby could also use some of his cash...
Tip it into hers.
...to tip it in for his wife. So yeah. It's a great piece of legislation to try and build up the super balances of women that have had some time out of work,
yeah.
generally because they've been looking after kids, and they should be suitably rewarded from a legislation standpoint for taking on that role
yeah.
and then being given the opportunity to add money back in, which I think is awesome.
It's great. Luke Smith, so the two things to remember, 25 grand, that's it. Keep in mind what your employer
yep.
is putting into it, and you can roll it and you can play catch-up for 5 years max.
That's right, exactly.
Okay.
Provided your super balance is under 500,000.
Right.
Exactly. So from a strategic standpoint, it's then thinking about who needs the tax deduction best. So husband and wife, wife's returned to the workforce, husband's earning some money or vice versa, okay? Max out the higher income earner first, then look to try and maximise yeah. other tax deductions by making a contribution on behalf of your spouse. She can then claim that tax deduction up to 25, but always take into account your broader tax position when thinking yeah. about these things, because minimising tax is obviously advantageous for everybody, but it always takes into account...
It's our national duty to minimise our tax, Luke
as
Smith.
Mr Packer said, if you're not trying, you're yeah, an idiot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Luke Smith, Envision Financial. You can call him now on 6255 1206. Interesting, isn't it? The concessional contributions and the catch-up legislation. Bill from Coombs. G'day, Bill.
G'day, how you going?
Good. Luke's listening to your question, Bill.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, SES officers that might be earning... $400,000 plus a year, how they go with this $25,000 limit?
Well, it's the same for everybody. Unfortunately, if your superannuation guarantee payments through your employer take out more than the $25,000 concessional cap, there's not a great deal you can do about it, unfortunately.
So obviously you get taxed on the whole lot.
So what they do is if you've gone over, then you pay catch-up tax on what you would have otherwise paid as income where you've gone over the $25,000 limit.
Okay, because that happens to most SES officers, obviously.
Well, it happens to anybody where their superannuation guarantee payments will go over the $25,000 limit. So, yeah, it's not uncommon.
Yeah.
It's then just going to your employer and saying, listen, can we play the game? Is there any way we could have those extra super contributions paid as wages?
Sure,
Con Steve
would love that.
Time for a new job, Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, no pleasure. All right, anything at all. And don't forget, you can contact free of charge. You can get a first consultation for nothing, Bill. 6260-4749. Okay, how can we make the most of this legislation now? This is the concessional contributions and the catch-up ledger.
Yeah, so this legislation's a really, really, really powerful because... Obviously, we can try and max out the contributions for mums.
Yeah.
And I make a general assumption there. We can max it out for dads too, for all the dads out there that are silly enough to stay home with kids. Because I know I couldn't do it.
No.
Make the most of the sale of assets. So if you have sold an asset this year, get in front of this with your accountant and find out if there is a capital gains tax issue.
Okay.
Because it could be a good way of making a contribution up to $25,000. And increasing the deductions that you have in the year that you sell a taxable asset.
Okay.
So if you've got an investment property and you could incur a capital gains, get in front of it, work with your accountant, work out what the number is, and then get them to try and help you to work out, well, what is that worth to me and can I get it in?
Okay, your kids, 18 or 16 or 17, they've gone to work, they work part-time, they're getting super.
Yep.
Can you top theirs up as well?
You can.
You're not like that?
Well... I'm all for good behaviour.
Right.
I wouldn't go potty and start locking up money for kids that are not going to get it for 40-plus years. Starting that behaviour with a smaller contribution, great.
Teach them yeah, to do this.
Exactly. Yeah. Good behaviours yeah. over the long term are very, very powerful. So we've got a number of clients that have instilled that value in their children and have said, right, of this amount of money you earn, that amount's going to super no matter what.
Yeah.
Now, it just instills that behaviour, like good savings behaviour, good contributions behaviour.
Well, it is a saving of sort, yeah, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a good tax-effective, you know, way to slowly, slowly build it. And as I've said in other shows, the government's making it harder and harder to get the money into super under the changes in the laws. So if you can do a little bit more over a 20, 30-year period, the compounding value of that would stand you in very good stead.
Okay, so if your kids are just starting out or they've just left uni and they're starting a job that may be low paid or 20 grand a year or 50 grand a year, teach them to... Tip more into their super.
Yeah,
get it active now.
Exactly.
How little can you put in, Luke?
Well, you can put any amount in. It doesn't really matter.
So you don't have to do 2,000 every time or something? No.
No, generally speaking, most funds will probably let you do $100 or less.
Okay.
$100 or more. Just check with your fund.
Could you do that every pay?
You could do that any time.
Right.
And as we've said in other shows, you can make a contribution this week or this month for the whole year, Or you could have that old school mentality of salary sacrifice, but as we've touched on in other shows, it's pretty much dead because there's sharper ways you can be using the money. Another big way to make the most of this is to think about using pension structures. We've touched on this in other shows as well.
And we're not talking about social pensions here.
No Centrelink here, just turning your superannuation into a pension account and drawing out money. For example, if you're over 60 and you're working, it may be advantageous for you to take an amount of money out of your pension account on a tax-free basis, throw it in under this legislation, max out your $25,000 contribution, or in later years, make a bigger number in a year where you've either sold an asset, had a pay rise, received a bonus, and those sorts of things. So using pension structures where you can access money potentially on a concessional tax rate and then putting them in and getting a deduction is also very advantageous.
All right, bring in the age to this, Luke Smith. How late in my years can I put this $25,000 in?
Well, you can put $25,000 in at any time, provided you can meet the rules that allow you to make a contribution.
Which are?
So up to age 65, anyone can throw money into super.
Right.
Over the age of 65, you need to meet a work test. And the work test says you do 40 hours in 30 days. Mm-hmm. So as long as you've met that work test in a financial year, you then have the means to be able...
How's the test carried out? What happens?
Well, you've just got to make a declaration.
Right,
so, you know, you need to be able to prove or you sign a declaration to say, I've met this test, and then you have the ability to make the contribution. So first of all, can I make it? Then what am I making? And obviously a concessional contribution or a deductible contribution is one way of getting money in. But from a tax perspective, it's a very advantageous way of trying to mitigate unnecessary tax liabilities where your marginal tax rate is 39, 49, or, you know, as we just heard from Bill, making mucho cash at 400. He's running out of options by the sounds of it. So.
I'll give you an address later, Bill, to send some. You know, sometimes if you change a job or a place of work, you pick up entitlements, don't you? Maybe you haven't gone on vacation or whatever. Can you tip all that into super as well?
Oh, it depends on the employer.
All right.
A lot of clients this year have been trying to organise with their employers to have end-of-year bonuses paid in before 30 June. And this is where you need to be proactive at this time of year with concessional contributions, because if there is a chance you're going to get a bonus from your work, or you already know what it is and you want to have a portion of it paid into super, money must be cleared by 30 June.
Yeah, put it in on the Wednesday before this weekend.
The problem is a lot of workplaces meet their obligation by saying, yeah, we put the money in on the Thursday, we've met our end of the deal. The problem is it doesn't land till Monday or Tuesday and you miss out in this financial year. So if you've got a bonus and you're looking to try and make the most of it and manage your tax, get in front of it with HR, get onto your payroll, get it sorted, get it paid, get somebody aware of the implications of paying it in late, and give yourself the best chance you can to be able to make the most of your deductions in this financial year.
Let's go through the smorgasbord. This is a great idea. This is good legislation, you'd have to agree.
Oh, best. This is one of the best pieces of legislation.
Well, they've got to make up for the rats that they've put out.
Well, every time you turn around these days, you're walking into a brick wall. So this one, if there's a door there, let's get through it.
All right, concessional contributions and the catch-up legislation. What do we do? What's the best way to take advantage of this?
Well, as we've sort of touched on, make sure you are getting in front of this. So get your payments in, get them done now. Do not leave this to the end of the financial year or they will be tears and they will not be mine, okay? Make sure that HR and payroll are involved, okay? So get them involved if you need something done and understand what you're doing. If you're a member of one of the government schemes and you like Bill making mucho cash, well, check your thresholds. You know, with the government funds, you can log onto the website. It's on the same page as the iEstimator for CSS and PSS. It's about two lines underneath. You click on it and it tells you exactly how much room you've got to work with. That is your barometer of what can I put in personally.
Now, if you put over $25,000, what happens to that excess?
Well, it goes into the fund, but then you get a lovely letter from the ATO saying,
Tax.
Yep. Pay a little bit back.
Yeah.
So you can either release the money from the fund or you can pay the tax that you would have otherwise paid as wages.
Right.
So they give you a choice, but let's not go raving a red flag anywhere else.
That's it.
And the other thing is, it was there.
Yeah.
It was there.
It was there.
It was something else.
The 30th of June is the deadline. This is what we're looking at.
Yeah, look, it's got to be cleared funds. And the other thing I was going to say was, get your paperwork right.
Yeah.
Okay? If you do not complete a notice of intent to claim a deduction, the fund will not treat it as a deductible contribution where you have put it in. This doesn't apply to employer payments. This implies the money that you've put in. So if I go out on Monday and I throw $10,000 into my super fund and I don't complete the appropriate paperwork, I will miss out on that deduction. Okay, so really important. Get your paperwork, all your ducks lined up there. Make sure it's watertight. Get it into your fund. Your fund will then write to you and say, yes, we acknowledge that you've made that contribution.
Right.
Keep that paperwork. Take it to your accountant. Superfund lodges their return. You lodge your return. Done. The two meet up at the almighty ATO.
Yep.
And you get your tax deduction.
And if your spouse or your partner's had a break, raised kids, you can make up that 25 grand 5 years in a row.
Can you catch up. And make the most of it. If you can't get your money in this year for whatever reason, don't panic.
No.
If you within those two parameters, look to try and proactively use offset accounts and redraw facilities and good budgeting during the next financial year so you can maximise what you've missed out on this year. Because getting it in the compounded value of having it in a concessionally taxed environment is really powerful, and it's really something that you need to get in front of.
And if you've missed anything we've done in the last 6 months up to the end of the financial year, real easy to access, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is. Obviously, you can go on iTunes and listen to the podcast, The Strategy Stacker, Luke Talks Money. We've also got the shows on YouTube, so we've got the key takeouts that people can try and stop, watch, and take the bullets out through the show there. So we've tried to make some educational content there for people that maybe missed it online but just want to watch it on their phone.
Yep.
And obviously, if you do want to delve into the T's and C's and all of the other technicalities, www.envisionfinancial.com.au, and just go on to resources, click on the Knowledge Centre, and then you can register on there for free. And there's videos, there's written material, there's legislation, there's all sorts of things.
Freeze frame it and all that stuff.
Yeah, look, you can just go down a rabbit hole there and learn what you want to learn. And if the weather's not too flash this weekend, it'll probably give you something to do.
Well, Monday's going to be raining. It's a long weekend if you're not going anywhere. This is the opportunity. You've got 3 days to get it all in a row. But this 25 grand, this is the golden egg. Look out for that. Get it in before the 30th. The 30th ends on the weekend.
Yep.
Do it on Wednesday if that's what you got to do. And say thanks to your spouse who's been 5 years raising
your kids. Exactly right, yeah. And throw 25 in for her.
Yeah, do that. And you can contact Barb on 6260 4749. They're in Townsend Street, upstairs, big windows, 44 to 52. And Barb will make you a cup of cocoa or coffee. Envision Financial, 6260 4749. Luke Smith, thanks for your time, mate.
Pleasure.